Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
The following podcast is not affiliated with the developers who have created the games being reviewed. The reviews are solely the opinions of the hosts to be used to make an educated decision on what games to download and play.
Hello, gamers, and welcome to Budget Arcade, the number one free-to-play gaming podcast in the world. I'm Scott.
And my name's Jeff.
Hey, I'm Mark.
I'm Elliot.
Yes.
And welcome to episode number 100.
We did it.
Just to recap, we play a free-to-play game every other week, and then we rate and review it. Mark, what was this week's game?
Oh, this week we played Halo Infinite. The free-to-play multiplayer portion of Halo Infinite. It's developed by 343 Industries. It's published by Xbox Game Studios. And you may know them from other Halo games as Halo and Halo and Halo.
And mostly Halo 4, 5.
And Halo.
Well, they do all the Halos.
They started at what? Halo Reach, I believe?
4, no. Reach was Bungie.
Yeah. Okay, Reach was Bungie still. Okay, so 4 was where they picked it up?
Yeah, all the kind of Sesso ones, or them.
Yeah.
It was released on November 15th, 2021, for the Xbox One, the Series X and S, and the PC.
And let's note that the the single player has been pushed back yet again.
That's fine. I don't care. Who plays Halo for the single player?
A lot of people, it's phenomenal.
That was rhetorical.
Mm. Oh, okay. Sorry, I forgot. I forgot. That's my bad.
You forgot.
You're only here for the name, Elliot.
You're used to being on Hitchcock chronologically, where I want your input and opinion.
Yeah, that's true.
Remember, this is Budget Arcade now.
It's a good plug.
It's wrapping up.
It's real smooth there.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm finished with it as of today. The editing is done. Everything's scheduled. I'm sitting on my butt now.
That's why you're a little ornery today.
Am I?
Yeah, a little bit.
It was a strange feeling to upload the final episode of that. But anyway, this is Budget Arcade.
Gameplay.
Halo. I mean, it's Halo. It's a first person shooter.
But it you say it's Halo, but
it doesn't have a battle royale.
It is Halo.
Yeah, it's very
in a
Halo.
Great way.
Oh yeah, it's
but it's not like Halo 4. It's not like Halo 5 Halo. It's like Halo 1 Halo. It's like Halo 2, Halo 3.
I wouldn't. No, it's definitely a, not like Halo 1 is. Halo.
I would put it closer to Reach. I think with the utility items, it kind of feels a little bit like Reach, although Reach had like builds and stuff. So I think it feels like Halo, but it also has a lot of differences. So like you have items that are on the ground, like you have this repulsor shield and there's a grappling hook, which is my favorite addition. Different kinds of grenades, new vehicles, new weapons, but most of them, they kind of have a counterpart to what you're used to. All new maps, at least I haven't played a ton of 5. I played 5, but as far as I can tell, these are all new maps.
None of them looked familiar to me.
Yeah. All your classic game modes are here. Your capture the flag, domination, which is like control 3 zones.
Oddball.
Oddball, which is fun. I think there's zombies Fiesta in there. Fiesta is the one they just launched. Big Team Battle. I will say
Fiesta,
Big Team Battle.
Fiesta is great. That's my favorite. Fiesta. Which
one? Oh, I hated Fiesta.
Oh, I love
it was
Fiesta.
Terrible.
Oh, you
oh,
would
I
hate
like
Fiesta.
Yeah.
I don't like the fact that they rotate your weapons every time you die.
That's what makes it fun.
Couldn't get used to any of them, though.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm being Scott today. I'm going to be the guy who dismisses what other people say. So what was I saying? I've dismissed myself. Someone else take over.
But it feels the same. It feels like the way you want Halo to feel. Halo 5 did not feel this way. Halo 4 did not feel this way to me. This feels like what I wanted it to be. This is what I wanted after Halo Reach. And this is it for multiplayer, at least.
Yeah, so they don't have. Okay. I'll save it for not
the seal.
The paywall, because.
Oh.
Yeah.
When we get there, we need to discuss the paywall in previous Halo games to talk about the paywall in this. And so, like, you have your Big Team Battle, which is like 16 versus 16. It's a big number, maybe 21 versus 21. And they have some cool new modes. They have one where you go get these charges and you bring them back and it feels like a battlefield. I'm generally not a big fan of Big Team Battle, but I like it here. I had fun playing it.
Well, the maps are the perfect size for something like that, is because it brings combat in every aspect.
Yeah.
Like, you can't hide, you know? And I think that's one of the big draws here is the maps are the perfect size, no matter how many people are on your team or squad or whatever. I mean, you spawn originally and then you respawn countless times and you're automatically thrust into, you know, gunfights. Paywall.
No. Well, now, so your weapons spawn on the map. So they also have a ranked mode now, which is where you start with like battle rifles as opposed to ARs. ARs are like fully automatic and battle rifles are usually 3 burst.
ARs are not fully automatic, by the way.
Huh?
What?
I'm just talking about the gun.
The automatic rifle in this is, or the, not automatic rifle, but the assault rifle in this is fully automatic.
Yeah.
You hold the trigger down and it keeps shooting. I'm not a gun guy, but I know that much. I know the difference between semi and fully.
Okay.
You're a police. You know guns. Tell me, am I wrong? If you hold the trigger down and it keeps shooting multiple bullets, that's automatic.
That is an automatic weapon. Yes. You're
okay.
Correct.
Thank you. Now,
you're welcome.
Other weapons spawn on the map, like your grenade launcher or your rocket launchers, the plasma sword, the fabled plasma sword, but they are timed. And I really like this because once they appear, there's an announcement, there's a visual sign on the map that they've spawned, and it just kind of drives combat together to try to win that item, because if you pick up the rocket launcher, your team's probably going to go up by 4 kills. Or if you get the sword or the camo, or especially the overshield, is like a guaranteed couple kills. I really like that aspect of it. I think that's really well done. But I don't know what else to add. It's Halo.
Yeah.
Did you feel that the recoil on these guns was more than previous Halos? Because that's the way it felt to me.
No, but that's... Yeah. I'm. after playing so much Call of Duty, there it's almost like there's no recoil on these to me.
I mean, they've lowered the run speed from the previous couple of games. They've definitely changed. They've tweaked things. But I think this is what the next evolution was supposed to be of Halo. It's not the same, but it's like the next
step. But it feels comfortable.
Right. Yeah, it feels like Mass Effect was good. Mass Effect 2 was even better, right? Like right. Halo was good. The Halo is now better than it was before.
That's so a hot take. It's not a hot take if it's correct.
I mean, it's enjoyable, right? I think that's kind of our problem here, right? Is like we don't have anything super negative to say about gameplay. Gameplay works pretty well.
Halo's been around forever. I mean, what do you say about the gameplay of Halo?
But they have not hit home runs with Halo in the past.
Five specifically is the worst.
Which I think is so refreshing about Infinite or the multiplayer here is that they've struggled to recapture a lot of the perfect Halo feeling since what, 3?
Or Reach, even.
Reach is my favorite, and I think it's the best one, honestly. Reach is the best. But I agree that Halo has almost kind of lost some luster because of, you know, 4 and definitely 5. So I also think that going free to play was best move they could have made for the game.
Oh, for sure.
Now, I don't know how that's going to affect sales of the campaign and, you know, maybe firefights in that package or whatever. I don't know how that's going to affect things. But having a free-to-play multiplayer and it to come from Halo is a paradigm shift in the industry.
If you would have told me Battlefield, Call of Duty, Warzone, and Halo were all coming out in a relatively small time frame, and you were to tell me to pick which one was going to be the winner, I would not have picked Halo.
Yeah, and I think because it's Halo, so I'm sure there's other. I mean, Splitgate is very similar to this, and it's in what you can get. But for it to be Halo doing it is huge, because now you look at Call of Duty, their free game is just a BR. And a battle royale. So if Call of Duty is now offering a $60, $70 game that people are going to play competitive online that isn't battle royale, I think people are going to look at that and say, well, Halo's free, and have to make a decision. Is it worth $70 to buy a game for online multiplayer that I'm just going to have to buy again next year, or I can play Halo for free? So I think that's kind of the big thing that I don't think can really be understated, that I think this is going to be a huge change in the competitive shooter landscape, because battle royales being free, that's kind of done and everybody knows and seen that, but this style of multiplayer being free to play is kind of new. Even though Splitgate did it before, this is Halo, though.
Yeah. See, Microsoft and Xbox and this platform are getting a whole new generation of gamers. I'm talking about like the 12 to 15 year old gamers with this game, specifically because it's free to play. And for it being as good as it is already, and it's got the Halo name, but these 12 to 15 year old gamers, they don't have that nostalgia behind playing, you know, Combat Evolved and Halo 2 and 3. So all they've known is kind of these lackluster Halo games before it. And this being free to play, they're getting a whole new gamer base, I think.
Yeah, because, I definitely think so.
And it's kind of reinvented its name a little bit. It's brought back Halo to the forefront, and kudos to Microsoft for kind of pushing it through and not going with a brand new IP for this particular platform, because Halo, I mean, this multiplayer is some of the best I've played in a long time.
I completely agree. And it's crazy how well refined it feels, right? I mean, I've been playing Battlefield, and I think it's hard on the edges, man. It's got a lot of sharp corners in a bad way. I felt that way with the new Call of Duty. I've played very, very little of it, but enough to be like, it's too much like the same stuff for me, where this is just really well made. It feels solid.
I mean, Halo, so we all agree that, or most of us agree that Halo Reach was the last real great Halo game.
I think so.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That was released in 2010.
Yeah. Which is crazy to think about, right? That's
so we're talking a decade of lackluster Halo games that have just kind of gone by the wayside. And now all of a sudden in the year 2021, it's reinvented itself and just come out the gate, just smashing everything. And it's free to play. That's crazy to me.
And we'll see how that goes. I have been an Xbox, I don't want to say loyalist, because certainly they did some stuff at the beginning of the Xbox One generation that I did not like. But I've owned every Xbox console. And them doing this, and the way that the company's been run under Phil Spencer, I think has been so genius. Like Nintendo levels of innovation, but they're also willing to meet the gamers where they are, as opposed to Nintendo, where it's like, no, you're just going to come over where we are. You know what I mean? And I think that this is just genius.
So you said...
Sorry, go ahead, Mark, please. Oh, okay. Well, I think Microsoft had to do. I think they are doing exactly what they needed to do in order to stay relevant versus Sony, right? I think it's
well, they got creamed in the last generation,
right? So, and I think this is they're responding the best way they could. They've been very fortunate that most of the things that they've been choosing to do, Game Pass, Halo Infinite, whatever you want to say, have been really successful. I mean, I've picked the Xbox over the PlayStation 5 as my first of the new consoles. I'll get a PlayStation 5, but I went with Xbox this time because of things like Game Pass and Halo and, you know, X, Y, and Z.
And they also have the best UI. And they also keep updating their UI, which is amazing. Whereas once you buy a Sony console, that UI stays the same for the life of the console. It doesn't evolve at all. But not... to be on a slam Sony thing, but it's usually the second place guys that are innovating and doing, you know, the cool stuff and trying to do something to gain the lead. And I think we're benefiting also, from that.
Yeah, you're correct. But this is also right up Microsoft and Xbox's alley, you know, offering a free to play first party.
I don't
franchise.
Know that they've ever done it before, so I'm wondering what they're basing that on.
No, they haven't, but Sony is not known for their multiplayer titles.
That's totally true.
So this is right up, I mean, it makes complete sense for...
And also obviously, it's on PC, but Xbox as a brand has an invested interest in PC. So what it does is it gets you, if you're a hardcore PC gamer, so I played it on PC and console, and it plays great on both.
Same.
On PC, you have to sign in with your Microsoft account, which now brings you into the Xbox ecosystem, which is what they want. And so they're collectively trying to merge the gap and blur the lines between PC gaming and console gaming. And I think this is the best way they can do it. And it's such a bold move. Now, I do want to see them continue to grow the game. There, I will have complaints about this once we leap over the paywall, just little ones. But I think this is just a really genius move.
Now, earlier, Jeff, you said this was a paradigm shift.
I believe it will end up being a paradigm shift.
Yeah, explain.
Well, I mean by that is companies like EA with their Battlefield series or Activision with Call of Duty. Like I said, they release their games for $70. And the main attraction of those games is the online multiplayer. And if now every year I need to buy a $70 copy of Call of Duty to be the most up to date, or I can just dedicate my time to Halo, and it's going to be this always living free to play option. And I don't think the term infinity or infinite is just a catchy thing. I think it's going to be this living Halo multiplayer that's just going to keep going, and they're going to keep innovating and building upon. I think that if nobody else gets behind it and starts doing free to play for their multiplayer shooters, they're going to fall behind.
We'll find out in a year or two, right?
Exactly. Like if you see Activision say, okay, boom, free to play. You know, not only is it the Battle Royale is free to play, but now the whole shoot match is. I don't know how they do that, though, because what's going to be interesting is when the Halo campaign drops and what sales of that look like and how that's priced.
And so, that'll be hard, too, because it's going to be on Game Pass. So that's a hard thing to, you know.
Xbox wins either way, right?
Yeah, sure.
What I mean? Whereas when you get with Activision, now EA has a subscription model, so who knows? But Activision, they don't have a way to get their little five-hour campaign out there. And they even did with Black Ops, what was it, 3 or 4, Scott, where they didn't even have a campaign? So,
yeah.
You know, who knows? That's what I mean by a paradigm shift, though, is that...
It was Black Ops 4, right? The one that was the Battle Royale
only? I believe so.
Yeah, that was there was no campaign whatsoever, and that was just the Battle Royale, and it was expensive, too.
It was $70 or $60 to get in. So, I don't want to say it failed, but they obviously had to move away from it and do a free-to-play Battle Royale, and that's been hugely successful for them. So, if this is hugely successful for Microsoft, companies like EA, I mean, what are the other big shooters? They're really...
So,
there's three.
Let's say this, they're going to have to follow suit. The success of this so far, look at it this way. We've got Halo Infinite is only on the Xbox and PC, correct? So their highest concurrent player count right now is 200,000. That's the exact same amount that Splitgate had at their highest peak as well. And Splitgate was on all the consoles except for the Switch as well as PC. So Halo is tied with them even though they're only on two different platforms.
I don't think that that's as good of a stat as you think it is because it's Halo. Splitgate is a It has no brand in the industry at launch. It's made by a small team, and they had huge problems, right? So I personally, for a free-to-play Halo game, would have expected to see that number actually be higher, personally.
Yeah.
Because I would look more at something like an Activision launching Warzone or when Apex came out. If I remember correctly, those had hugely successful launches. Yes, they were on all consoles, but there's probably a way to math that out. I don't think 200,000, when you compare it, when you said Splitgate, I was like, oh, I don't know that that's that good. And it's
that's concurrent users at one time. Like, that's 200,000 people playing at a given time.
I don't think Splitgate has the notoriety enough to drive people to go to look for it. I think it's still, sure, in our circles, we've heard of it. But I think to the casual person who's just flipping through looking for a first-person shooter to play, if they see Halo, they're going to download it and play it. If they see Splitgate, they'll probably wonder what that garbage is. But it's not garbage. It's a great game. You should check it out.
Oh yeah. Basically, because the numbers are the same, Splitgate is exponentially better.
No.
As far as the numbers,
I think that, okay, let me put it this way. If let's say we go bowling, right? And I bowl over 100, I'm pretty happy with that. But if a professional bowler goes in there with all the name and notoriety that comes along with being a professional bowler, yeah, and they bowl 100, they're going to get laughed out of the building. And I think that's the thing, is that Splitgate is, and I don't mean this to be diminutive, but they're a small indie studio with none of the money that Microsoft has. That game pretty much is all word of mouth. I've never seen one advertisement.
Yep.
And they put together the same numbers that Halo does, and it's backed by Microsoft. That's the difference.
We're talking about a low floor or high floor, low ceiling with Splitgate. You're talking about a high floor, high ceiling with Halo.
I don't know the numbers, right? You say 200,000, I'm like, is that good? Sure. But when you say it's what Splitgate did, then I'm like, oh, they probably should have done better than that. That's all. That's all I'm saying, is because Splitgate is a huge success, but it's from this little indie studio no one's ever heard of. And
this Halo Infinite multiplayer probably sinks their
I don't know, because you got your PlayStation people, and then of course on PC, and it does have I still think it's a pretty good game. Like, I was playing it today. And so I don't know about whether it sinks it or not. Hopefully it doesn't. I would like to see them be successful, but I do think definitely Halo being out there for free certainly hurts them.
Well, and that's a whole another conversation is, you know, typically when you get these free to play multiplayer shooter titles, they're from smaller studios, and you know, that's what they're doing to make revenue, is try to get you hooked into their gameplay and then, you know, get you to make transactions.
That's the perfect segue, Mark.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand, and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Paywall.
So, all right, so they have a battle pass. Now, I didn't look much into it. I mean, I saw what's on there. So far, as of right now, the microtransactions are all cosmetic. And there's a battle pass. And I want to point out Halo, was it 5 or 4, where they introduced microtransactions into the multiplayer? Big team battle, and they ruined Firefight by putting microtransactions in it. You buy the vehicles in the old games that you want to drive around with. Absurd. Yeah. You buy cards. It was the stupidest thing in the history of Halo. All of that's gone. Okay. Big team battle is beautiful. No microtransactions, just cosmetics. And as far as that goes, it gets a big thumbs up from me. Now, where I would critique it a bit is this battle pass moves so slowly.
That's been online a lot lately, too. And apparently they're going to be doing something about it because it's on par with what Apex Legends' original battle pass was as far as the slowness of it.
And they were critiqued as well.
Oh, yeah.
And that's EA. And you don't want to be in the same conversation as EA.
This battle pass was butt. This battle pass was butt in the alpha.
Yeah.
And they knew it was butt in the alpha, and they did not do anything about it.
I don't get why people don't see Fortnite and go, oh, just do what Fortnite did. They made bundles of money. Granted, it was the most popular game in the world for a while, but there are complaints people can have about Fortnite, but none of them can be levied against their microtransactions. They're perfect.
This is true.
And when you buy the battle pass, if you play the game consistently, you have plenty of time to complete it.
Yeah, that is not true here. This battle pass is, you really do have to put in a lot of time. I don't know what level you guys got to.
Like four.
I'm level six.
And I played a ton of this game. A ton. Yeah. It's not like I'm sitting here on my, like, it's not like with some of the mobile garbage we have to play where I go, oh, God. And I play for an hour right before recording and that's it. This is Halo.
The other big thing is it's achievement based, man. And the achievements are butt. They're butt. They're just straight butt. People are playing to get the achievements to level up their battle pass. They're not playing to win the game. They're not picking up the oddball because they need to get more headshots with a certain gun in oddball or whatever, which is it's butt. It's straight butt.
Yeah, I agree. This needs to be fixed. Especially as it's the only thing I would even consider purchasing right now. I like a battle pass because $10, you can get a lot of good, you know, cosmetics. I bought the battle pass several times in Call of Duty, and that's Activision. They're not exactly great either, but you had plenty of time to finish your battle pass in Call of Duty Warzone.
And with Activision, though, you could, if you bought the Battle Pass and finished it, you would have enough to buy the next Battle Pass, which was always good.
That was great.
How much is the Battle Pass here?
I don't know. I didn't check
because
it was absurd.
I believe it was 1,000, if I remember correctly. And then there was like a secondary tier of it that was like 2,000.
So we're talking like $10, $20?
Yeah, it would have been $8.99 because so you get credits with your money. And the credits were 500 for $4.99, 1,000 for $8.99. I want to say it jumped up to 2,000, and then the 2,000 mark one had like an extra 200 with it, and then it went up to 5,000. I think was the highest tier. But the funny thing was, is if you do the math, the $4.99, if you purchase that twice, it was a penny less than the $8.99, but it was the same amount of credits. And you didn't get any extra credits until the next tier up.
Yeah, I this is definitely the biggest problem with the game is the battle pass.
And they've said they're going to work on it. They said they're going to work on it. They have said they're taking a break, right? They're taking a break right now.
Oh, they're taking a break. Oh, big
whoop. Yeah, Thanksgiving, you know.
This should not have been released in this state. Because
I agree.
I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling at them because we have Call of Duty and we have Fortnite.
The entire internet's yelling at them, Jeff.
Correct for years.
They knew this ahead of time.
About 100 battle passes. This isn't new. And like you said, they knew about it ahead of time.
They had this feedback. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen. Like I said, I'm an Xbox guy. Had it the whole time. This is stupid. The battle pass should be an incentive for people to drop their $10. It's the entry level of microtransactions. Let me drop my $10. And what that does is it keeps me engaged with the game as I complete the battle pass. And it's fun, you know? And I think the hardest transaction to get out of your consumer is the first one. Once they've bought one, they're more willing to buy more. So once I bought the battle pass in Call of Duty, then I was like, oh, let me look in the store. And I'd buy other things that I wanted. But when you can't even get me to make that first leap and you're Halo, which I'm a fan, you've blown it, in my opinion.
They have to fix it quick because they're going to lose people.
Right.
Right.
And it's bad press. And like I said, we just got done gushing about the game. And now I'm pissed off because I'm your target market. I'd buy a battle pass from you.
Yeah. And it's all over the Halo subreddit. It's crazy. All it is, A, I love this game, but this battle pass sucks. Like it's all that anyone is talking about is why is it like this?
Yeah. Well, it's free. Don't complain. It's a free game. No.
It's
a free game. I hate that. There's other free games that do
where
it
the battle pass goes faster.
Yeah. And I've mentioned them several. I just don't get why people just don't look at Fortnite. I don't like Epic Games personally. But boy, they nailed microtransactions. Everybody else, get on board, please.
Replayability.
We're done griping because the game is so much fun to play. All the different modes. They adding stuff. They've already added the ranked mode. And like the game launched in beta. And then like a week later, we had ranked. And there's so many modes. So many builds you can make, and I like it's awesome. It's virtually unlimited, virtually infinite.
Like what you did there.
Jeff.
It's got seven modes.
They need to separate the Slayer modes from the not Slayer modes.
That's a great point, Elliot. Because going back to comparing it to other games. Even though it's a premium game, but in Call of Duty, you create a playlist, and actually it's in Splitgate too, so that's a direct competitor, where you create a playlist of the modes you do want to play and don't want to play. So let's say you hate Oddball, or better yet, let's point out the fact that you're trying to do your challenges, like Elliot said, to get your battle pass done. You can uncheck Oddball. I don't want Oddball. I'm not going to get kills playing Oddball. And take yourself
out
of
that here.
I don't think you can. I looked.
That's the problem. You can't.
Because
when I went in today, it looked like I could uncheck those.
No, you can't. It looks like you can, but you cannot. And
you can't.
They need to please fix that because
yes,
I don't. There's certain modes I don't enjoy playing as much, and depending on who I'm playing with, that changes. Or if I want to have a better chance of playing Team SWAT, which is like my favorite mode. I'd like to be able to work the system a little bit to get there. And with a free-to-play game, you'd hope you'd have the player base to be able to facilitate giving people those options. Because Call of Duty is a premium game. It allows me to edit those playlists. And so when I press start, it cues me up for a mode I know I'm going to like. Because I've said, these are the modes I like. These are the ones I don't. So I definitely think that it would help the replayability. Because if you boot up and you get Oddball and you don't want to play it, you're going to quit and start another one. Or you're going to not have fun playing the mode you don't want to play. So I do think they could fix that.
And I'm sure they'll get there. But again, it's a quality of life issue that could have been implemented at the start and no one would be complaining about.
Yeah.
They also extended season one to like May 2022.
That's about how long it'll take.
Yeah.
You have to unlock those skins, man. That samurai skin is crazy looking, but insane to get.
And that's the thing. Let's go back over the paywall, but the stuff you do get looks awesome. But
it's going to be vastly replayable just to unlock all that battle pass, right?
That doesn't count. That's like,
because then it feels like work.
Backtracking,
it doesn't feel fun
in games. Oh, it gives you more gameplay. No, it's
a feature. It's a feature.
Yeah. Featured. He's nothing. Edit that out.
Don't edit that out. Leave it in.
Judgment.
At the end of each episode, we decide whether the game deserves our seal or not and requires normally a 2/3 vote, but this will be a 3/4 vote.
Ooh,
to be Budget Arcade approved.
We're not worried about this. Let's go ahead and knock this out, boys. All right.
Elliot, what do you say?
Oh,
Yeah, of course, right? This is, like I said earlier, this reminds me of, like, my high school days, my early college days. I remember staying up way later than I was supposed to with my roommate just playing Halo. You know, the first night that this multiplayer came out, I saw Jeff and Jason playing, and I immediately texted Jeff, like, hey, man, can I get in with you guys? And we had an absolute blast. You know, we just, I don't even know how long we played, but we just played game after game after game, just hanging out, talking, and playing, and having an absolute blast. And I'm sure that first night really made me want to come back the next night. You know, I think I played this game for, you know, over a week every night after work. So I can't say that with a lot of games. I don't do that with a lot of games these days, right? I'm playing every single night for over a week, you know? So it's definitely getting my approval, so...
Jeff, what is it?
Oh, so, yeah. Here's the thing. All those complaints about the microtransactions, here's the big thing that matters the most. You don't need to spend one red cent, and you're going to have a blast. I, you know how many times I saw my own skin right at the beginning of the game, and then that's it. You know what I mean? So, it's free Halo, and it's the best multiplayer's been in 12 years. Absolutely, easily my seal. I'm going to be playing it long after this podcast is over. So it's going to fit in that very slim group of games like Splitgate and Storybook Brawl that just actually stay in my life.
Well, I think I'm going to be the odd man out here.
No!
Because there was so many things about this when I started playing I didn't like. And as I continued to play, it didn't improve at all. I didn't like the controls. The recoil on the guns is just crazy compared to previous Halos. And I couldn't get used to the way it felt. There was a couple times where I was playing against opponents and I would be, I believe it's like you're on blue team normally and your opponents are always red. But there was people on the opposing team that had blue skins. And the only denotation that they were on the opposite team was a red outline around the player, which confused me multiple times where I didn't shoot at people when I should have, or I got killed by somebody on the other on the other team because I couldn't tell that they were my opponents. So maybe I just need to play the game more, but as of right now, it's not getting my seal.
It's a get good scrub situation is what we're talking about.
Yeah
maybe.
There you go.
This game was hard. I want someone. I'm not going to do it.
Look.
But when I don't, okay? I'm not done talking. What I want
I didn't
someone
feel
to
this
do
way about Splitgate. Okay, when we played Splitgate,
in the catalog,
it felt
and
familiar.
Find all the games that this knucklehead gave a thumbs up to, and here we get served free Halo, and he says no. That's what
too
I
too hard. Try again. 0 out of 10. Would not play again.
Mark, how about you?
Don't screw this up, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Oh, right.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
How do you feel right now? I'm not right. Yelling at you.
No,
you
know, no, that's good.
You get
that's
upset good. A little bit. You don't yeah, yell at no. Scott enough.
No, I'm feeling good.
Okay.
Feeling great. So, yeah, I'm notorious. If you're a consistent listener to the pod, I'm a notorious. I don't play multiplayer games that often. And this felt, and like, much like Elliot and all you guys, you know, I grew up on Halo. I remember being in with my roommates in college, like Elliot, and having LAN parties. Mm. And
remember those, and, Scott?
Oh yeah, I used to love those.
And so this brought back those feelings, and it's fantastic. I don't know where you're coming from, Scott.
Now, real quick, I have a question that we didn't cover. Do you have Xbox Live?
No, I don't have an active subscription to Xbox Live.
Completely,
now.
You don't need Xbox Live to play this online, which we know they changed their policy, but that's even just making sure to remind people that's out there, so you don't have to have Xbox Live to get in on this.
Yeah, I don't play the Xbox enough to keep a subscription, so. But that is, that's a good point.
I'm glad you didn't, because I was wanting someone to be able to test it.
But this is such a... The gameplay is so good here that it covers all of its shortcomings. And it's a pretty good feeling that the game is already this good is because it's hopefully only going to get better.
Yeah.
And hopefully Microsoft doesn't just rest on it and just be like, hey, it's good enough. But it gets my seal. It's a fantastic multiplayer game shooter. It brings back all the nostalgia, but it offers so much more new stuff that what we talked about earlier about the new generation of gamers, this is it. This is for them. So yes, it gets my seal.
It's even got the guy from Fortnite in it.
What? I don't know who that is.
What guy Master from Fortnite?
Chief. There's a Master Chief skin in Fortnite. That's his joke. It's
Yeah. See what at the beginning when he said, ha ha ha, oh, this is lost the time. Never mind.
Yeah. And this is Budget Arcade approved. No commentary this week.
That's really surprising as, you know, maybe people don't have Xboxes or whatever, because it is still probably trying. Well, also, they're still hard to find. But, yeah. No, you guys played on Xbox One, though.
Building his PC.
You played on Xbox One, though, right?
Yeah, I played on Xbox One.
So that's not a good enough excuse, then, I guess. Like, people should play. Scott, did you give another Eden your seal?
I don't remember.
He gave so many garbage games the seal. It's ridiculous.
Wondering. It's insane. It's insane. His,
I don't.
There's no rhyme or reason to his seals.
Wow, that's pot and kettle there, right, Mark? Oh, that's unbelievable. Yeah. And Mark is saying that. It's just bonkers to me.
What?
Why? Yeah, that's fine, Mark. Don't worry about it, man. We get it. The rest of us get it.
No, why?
The listeners get it.
No, explain yourself.
Saying that you are also inconsistent.
Behind my game choices?
Behind what you give a thumbs up to and a thumbs down.
No, I'm not.
Oh, Rachel. Okay.
I like and I'm well documented here.
Okay.
Behind the type of games that I enjoy.
I've got the perfect example. He gave Among Us a thumbs down. He gave that Salem game?
The Talon of Salem? My gosh, that was garbage.
Oh, it was better. It's a better game.
Listen to him. He's making my own point. No,
so bad.
Other things need to be said.
Yeah, thank you.
Town just because Among Us was more popular doesn't mean it was a better game.
I don't even have to argue this point. I just have to state the facts, and then I will let the jury decide.
There's no jury.
Elliot, where can everybody find you?
Yeah, first off, congratulations on 100 episodes, guys. It's not an easy thing to get to. I'm almost at 150 on Tess and Elliot Argue every Sunday with my wife, Tess, and I. And then I also have the Gaming Nexus show, where we kind of talk about video games, but kind of in a different light.
You guys are like at episode 10, right?
I know we're on episode like 23 or 24 on that one.
No, has it been that many? Oh my gosh!
Yeah, we started in like March. Oh, March or April, I think. It's been quite a while.
Man, time flies.
So I know. So and you can also catch me on Hitchcock Chronologically. I'm on there. I think at least two more times.
You have two more episodes coming. So you can go
an okay one and a really bad one.
Yeah, one of the worst. But he was also on the Psycho episode, and North by Northwest. That are in the back catalog. You can go and listen to those now on Hitchcock Chronologically. We're in the final month, boys.
So there you go. So like I said, thanks for having me on as always. It's always fun. Be sure to get your Budget Arcade t-shirts. Where can they get those at, Scott?
Oh, we will have the link in the show notes.
Oh.
Mine fits like a dream, baby.
Mine is super comfortable, and it says Free Mark on the back. It's amazing.
Hashtag Free Mark.
Hashtag Free Mark. If you want to hear Mark truly uncaged, be sure to check out the movie Draft House. Good. It was Cage Month this month. Next month is Martial Arts Films.
Yeah.
But also, if you want to get in touch with us, you can do so on Facebook.com/BudgetArcade, Twitter and Instagram @BudgetArcade, on TikTok and Twitch, Budget Arcade Podcast.
Hey, if you want to help support the show, you can do so at Patreon.com/BudgetArcade. What are you about to say?
What are we going to play next week? What are you guys playing next week? Don't forget.
Yes. Next week. Yep. I'm you not guys even are a full member. This.
Don't. Ready? If you say Pikmin, I quit.
Hey, did y'all do Retro Bowl? Dude.
Yeah. We did Retro Bowl. Yeah. Have you played it, Mark?
Oh, I'm playing it right now. It's so good.
So good.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so good, isn't it?
Retro Bowl. $1 on your cell phone. Best football game available right now.
Is going to be Ragnarok Origins.
Oh, yeah, I quit. This is my last episode, boys. I'm down to one podcast.
Why are you not doing the Final Fantasy?
Could I get Final Fantasy your undivided so attention?
I have just me and Mark doing movies, baby.
Hey, did Jeff tell y'all that we met in real life?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Yes. Yeah, because Knucklehead here broke his mic.
I didn't break it.
And I had just, I had replaced my Yeti with a dynamic mic. And I was like, well, I can't have. Here. So the mic, we had to finish that episode. If anyone listened to the episode of, what was the last movie? Snake Eyes. You'll notice that Mark doesn't sound quite as crisp and robust as normal. And he also, I could hear his keyboard when I was editing. It drove me crazy.
Oh,
so I had to get him a better microphone, and we met up, and I couldn't see. I don't know that I would recognize him because it was dark out still. And so he could still mug me.
I had a trench coat on.
Yeah, no clothes on underneath, right? Yeah.
That part was the best part.
It was
and game on.
Music is provided by Stimage. You can find his music on metroidmetal.com.
And game on.
Imagineville Podcast Network.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.